This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu, the Somali capital. A local official said the attackers are dead and there has been no gunfire in the past couple of hours. He spoke on condition of anonymity. The official gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed, adding that the government would give a press briefing about the attack Sunday morning. Earlier reports said at least 20 people had died. The hotel had been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. Russian forces stepped up their battle to capture the few remaining cities in eastern Ukraine that are not already under their control, while continuing to fire on towns and villages in the country's north and south. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
Russian shelling in the southern city of Mykolaiv saw several injured, many of them children, all of whom were said to be in a serious condition. Similarly, a five-story apartment building and private homes in the nearby town of Voznesensk were badly damaged. A Ukrainian airstrike hit a Russian military base in the largest Russian-occupied city in the southern Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian military said intensified combat took place around the small city of Bakhmut. The capture of Bakhmut would enable Russia to threaten the two largest remaining Ukrainian-held urban centers in the eastern Donbas region. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will allow international inspectors to enter the Zaporizhia nuclear site in Ukraine, which Russia controls. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Taiwan's defense ministry said 17 Chinese aircraft and 5 Chinese ships were detected operating around Taiwan on Saturday as Beijing continued military activities near the island. It said this included 4 aircraft that crossed the Taiwan Strait's median line, which in normal times acts as an unofficial barrier between the two sides. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has praised Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of Navalny's attempted poisoning and denounced Russia's clampdown on freedom of speech. In a video message Saturday, Scholz said he'd spoken with Navalny while Navalny was recovering in a hospital in Berlin. Scholz said he found him to be a brave man who wanted to return to Russia to fight for democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. Don't dawdle over the latest Apple update. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more on that.
If you haven't installed Apple's latest security patch,
it is really, really important that you run the update as soon as possible.
Lisa Plagemeyer, who's the executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Not only are you telling the good people of the world that they need to patch, but you're also making it very public to people with malicious intent that this could be exploited.
Without the latest update, a hacker could take total control of most Apple devices, allowing them to impersonate you and run any software in your name. I'm Shelley Adler.
Greece on Saturday concluded 12 years of European Union fiscal surveillance that was imposed in return for bailouts after a crushing debt crisis. In November 2009, Athens revealed a sharp rise in its public deficit that eventually led to financial crisis across the eurozone and wreaked havoc on Greek finances for a decade. In exchange for a bailout cash of 289 billion euros and to stop Greece from crashing out of the eurozone, a troika made up of the International Monetary Fund, EU, and the European Central Bank demanded across-the-board reforms from Athens, including deep state spending and salary cuts, tax hikes, privatizations, and other sweeping reforms aimed at righting public finances. The U.S. Air Force says it was the subject of a propaganda attack by a previously unheard-of Iraqi militant group that falsely claimed it had launched a drone attack targeting American troops at an airbase in Kuwait. The statement by the Air Force's 386th Air Expeditionary Wing came hours after the group calling itself Al-Warathine, or the Inheritors, put out an online statement Saturday claiming it had launched an attack August 12th targeting Kuwait's Ali al-Salem Air Base. The Air Force called it a lie and said no such attack occurred. Marissa Melton.